Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Psalms, which was the hymnal and prayer book of ancient Egypt. That's who they were liberated from, ancient Israel. I tell you what, COVID brain is a terrible thing. The wrong words pop out. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, because he has done wonderful things. His own strong hand and his own holy arm have won the victory. The Lord has made his salvation widely known. He has revealed his righteousness in the eyes of all the nations. God has remembered his loyal love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. Every corner of the earth has seen our God's salvation. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Be happy, rejoice out loud. Sing your praises. Sing your praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of music, with trumpets and a horn blast. Shout triumphantly before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it roar, the world and all its inhabitants too. Let all the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains rejoice out loud all together before the Lord, because he is coming to establish justice on the earth. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will establish justice among all people fairly. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. So as we hear our message through music today, I hope that you will enjoy hearing our different music groups, but also connect your heart to God through the music. I'm Pastor Abby, and I'm one of the pastors here. Glad you've joined us. And I'll be introducing each song as we go along here. So my notes say that Mary, Don't You Weep is the first of two spirituals, but it turns out with our youth bells, it's actually the second of three spirituals that we will hear this morning. So spirituals are the wide variety of songs that were created by the enslaved people of the United States. Under conditions of brutality and oppression, enslaved people created music that testifies to their intelligence and resilience, as well as the power of the gospel. While some songs carried specific coded messages, others carried messages of dignity through Christ and trust in God's liberating power and justice. Right under the noses of slave owners who mistook musical resistance for docility. This arrangement of Mary, Don't You Weep combines two biblical stories that took place millennia apart. The events celebrated by Passover just this past week of Moses leading the enslaved Hebrews to freedom, and Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead and restoring him to his sisters, Mary and Martha, whom you'll hear referenced in the songs. So thus, this mashup celebrates God's power over earthly oppressors and even over death itself. Henry Bibb, who escaped slavery, wrote in his autobiography, "I thought I was almost out of humanity's reach and should never again have the pleasure of hearing the gospel sound, as I could see no way by which I could extricate myself. Yet I never omitted to pray for deliverance. I had faith to believe that the Lord could see our wrongs and hear our cries."
Mary.
might well recognize the lyrics of Idol of Praise as a popular traditional hymn from the turn of the 20th century. Presbyterian pastor Maltby Babcock wrote, "This is my Father's world," out of the reassurance and renewal that he received from God during his nature walks. It is very much in the tradition of the ancient Psalms celebrating God over everything, trusting that the power of God revealed in creation will also triumph over human evil.
Thank you.
We jump forward in time more than a century for Won't Stop Now, yet we continue to celebrate God's glory and put our trust in God's power. Last week, we were encouraged by the words of Romans 8:28, which says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love God, who have been called according to the divine purpose. We can trust that God is always working in our lives, and that won't stop now."
Come now, Lord, like never Your presence is an open door. We want you, Lord, like never before. Your presence is an open door. So come now, Lord, like never before.
Walk in Jerusalem is an example of a spiritual that operates on at least three levels. On the most literal level, the lyrics reference the vision of John in the biblical book of Revelation, which is about God's ultimate triumph over oppression and corruption. This is combined with evangelical preaching common to the 18th and 19th centuries, imploring people, "Are you ready?" Dr. Rollo Dilworth, a vocal professor who is celebrated for tremendous work arranging spirituals, notes that historically, this particular African-American spiritual has always stood out among the repertoire of spirituals as an anthem for freedom, liberty, and social justice. The third level is coded consideration of escaping on the Underground Railroad.